Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Happen to be in the world. This is Cynthia Fontaine, Rhode Island psychic medium and spirit guru, coming to you live here from sunny New England. It's a beautiful day out here today, which is actually a very nice treat because it was supposed to be a cloudy, rainy day. And we've turned out to have a gorgeous day, which is a bonus. It's a real bonus. And this week, if you play your cards right, it is going to be a gorgeous week also. So I'm pretty excited about that. Now let me just get over here onto Facebook, and oh gosh, I haven't even set up my Be Live studio to go onto Facebook. I'm a little bit disorganized today. So interesting. So today we are talking about, well, the week, really, and about Halloween. This is one of my favorite times of the year. It's when, you know, the veil is the thinnest, and it's a great time to get into, get in touch with your loved ones on the other side. Although, you know, I love to do that every day of the year, really. And, you know, that is what I do. So I love to do that no matter what day of the year it is. But this time of the year, it becomes especially a little bit easier, in a sense, for people who maybe aren't, aren't a professional psychic, okay? So I'll say that, and it's the time of the year when the veils are the thinnest. And this week, going into the Halloween week next week, it's going to be such a great week if you can sort of come to the mindset of taking each day by day, and also living in the moment. This is a week for your community to spend time with your tribe, your friends, your soulmates, and it is a week for romance. Ooh, how exciting is that? And on this beautiful Halloween week, it's a perfect time for parties, etc., things like that. And so let's see, we're just going on live on the Facebook studio, and we will have everything up and running here. Hey, everybody out there on Facebook land, so happy to be here, so happy to see you all. And here I am, I'm also live in the Blog Talk studio. I'm not sure. It looks like it's working. Okay, so I'm not sure if I'm actually, it looks like I'm live in the, okay, no, I'm not sure. Okay, I think I'm live. Hopefully people will start coming on the Facebook page and let me know if I actually am live, because I can't really tell. Oh, yes, live. Okay, awesome. I'm having some difficulty here figuring out if what's going on in my lives here. Yay! Hi, you guys. Hi. Good morning, Marianne. Good morning, Cindy. Fala. I'm trying to do too many things at once. And so we'll see how this all works out, because craziness is, I am on the Blog Talk Radio Studio. I am on Be Live TV, Facebook, and I think, hopefully if it all works out, YouTube is actually going live as well. Not sure if that's going to happen, but so you guys are experimenting with me this morning. And let's see what happens if YouTube also goes live. I'm thinking it's not, because it's just spinning. And I actually meant to reset my password on YouTube, because I don't know what it is, which is a problem for me. I often don't know what my passwords are. And then I change them, and then I don't know what they are again. So I've been trying to work this all out here for a while, and I'm not that technically savvy. So it's a little difficult for me to get all these things up and running and figure out, how to make it all work. So I need somebody who is technically savvy to do all that kind of stuff. All right. So if you'd like to call in and talk to me live on the radio show this morning, the call-in number is 516-595-8267. Again, the guest call-in number is 516-595-8267. Okay, I don't think we're going live streaming on YouTube, sadly, but can't have everything, right? So again, if you want to call in, chat with me, I'd be love to hear from you guys. If you are in the Be Live studio or in the Facebook page, I can chat with you guys in the chat. Good morning, Lisa by Grace. So nice to see you guys. And so this is going to be a really cool week. We've had months and months of difficult stuff, right? And things have been up for all of us. But this week is looking like it's going to be a nice week for a change. We are in store for a week of spending time with loved ones and friends, hanging out with your people, with your tribe. And also this week is about romance. Today is actually a really good day for romance. And since it's Sunday in this part of the world, of course in Australia, you are already in Monday, and it's actually the middle of the night there. But this day is all about, spending time with the people that you're closest with and have some little romance. And Friday is also another really perfect day for that. So if you want to plan ahead and plan a little date escape or a little date night, Friday will be a really good day to do that. So it's interesting, because for me, whenever numerology or astrology says that it's really a good partnership time and date time or whatever, it's always the opposite for me. I don't know why, but it never seems to work out for me. But you got to make the best with what you have, right? And sometimes things don't work out, and sometimes we get in our own way, right? Sometimes it almost feels like, when I know it's supposed to be like a astrological good romantic weekend or something, something comes up or whatever, and it turns out not to be that way for me. But so this week I'm going to try harder. Not funny. So let's talk about this time of the year, not just this week. Let's talk about Halloween and what does it mean? What is so special or different about this particular time of the year? Good morning, Susan. And, you know, this time of the year, they say that the veil is the thinnest between the worlds. And it's easier to get in contact with people that you love on the other side. All right. I need to turn this off. Now, so I've not found a good way to turn the phone off where it doesn't disrupt the broadcast. Because even if I turn it onto airplane mode, then it still rings through to my computer. So we'll have to just deal with that if that happens. Hopefully it won't, but we will see. Okay, so this time of year, right, and especially now, it's a great time to, like, go to parties. So if you have any parties you've been on the fence about and, you know, you're not sure, let your hair down. Get a costume if you've invited to a Halloween party. Get a costume. Go to the party. Excuse me. And have some fun. Spend some time with the people you really care about this week. And it's up to you to carve that time out, right? Because I, like myself, tend to hold myself up in my office for hours and hours at a time. And it sometimes can be difficult for my family or my friends to get my attention. And I don't know why iTunes is coming up. Okay, weird. Oh, all right. We're having some computer technical craziness here. Okay, and sorry about that. So it can be hard for sometimes for my family to get my attention because I will hold myself up in my office. And, you know, or I'm always doing stuff, even when I'm not in the office, right? I'm cleaning the attic, I'm organizing things, I'm hanging pictures, whatever it is, or I'm doing things for other people. So I can do, and then I can forget to have some fun, to lighten up and have some fun. So, and I'll give you a good example, like one of my dear friends has invited me up to her lake house in Maine weeks and weeks ago. And I have been trying to figure out when, of course, the best time is to go. I have to get the dog sitter, have to make sure I don't have clients, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Make sure my dad doesn't have any doctor's appointments or have to run my brother around. But so I've been trying to figure out when is a good time to carve a couple of days out to get up there. And there hasn't been a couple of good days in a row where I can do that. And the other part, too, is like I have some resistance to carving out time for myself just to take a break and not to work. That's really hard for me to do, right? Because I've got this online workshop going on right now, and it's not too late for you guys to sign up if you'd like to sign up. I know almost everybody here in the chat is already in the class. But, you know, so, you know, thinking about, okay, I have to get documents ready. I have to get this week's class all organized and so forth, right? But I have to remember that it's important to take time out to have fun, to spend time with your peeps, and to really enjoy life, because if you're not enjoying life, then kind of like, what's the point? If it's all hard work, whether it's physical hard work or if you're always doing personal development work, right? Now, I've been doing personal development work for over 25 years now, and I've been teaching it now for over 20 years. And, you know, the work is never done. But we have to have time to go out and play as also. Mary Ann Burroughs went to a great party last night. Fantastic, right? So I have a party Saturday, a Halloween costume party to go to. And I'm excited about that. It's always a hoot and a good time. And, you know, this time of year particularly can be difficult for me because everybody Halloween time want, you know, readings. Everybody wants to hear from their loved ones on the other side. It's really interesting that the percentage of people that suddenly get more interested in mediumship at this time of year than any other time of the year. And, you know, another time when people often are interested or curious, want to talk to their loved ones is around times, important times of their life, birthdays, anniversaries, date of passing, things like that. So, but Halloween, those numbers go up exponentially. So it's really, really interesting. And this time of year is when you see all the psychic fairs and that sort of thing. So if you have any of those coming up in your area this in the next week or two, and then, of course, we go right into all the holiday fairs if you're into those, the craft fairs and the church bazaars and all that stuff. So really get some time, carve some time into your schedule to get out and do something different. Get out and have some fun with your friends, with your loved ones, and, you know, really get out there and have some fun. It's a perfect, perfect week to do that, okay? And I'm just checking the Facebook feed because sometimes I can't see all the messages in the chat for some reason on the Be Live Studio. And then there are messages in Facebook that I don't always see. Okay. All right. Susan Lynch, good morning. Oh my God, soulmates and romance, where is mine? I love that. Linda Cope, good morning. Yeah, see, I don't always see all the comments in the chat on Be Live Studio. I don't know why. So then I have to switch over to the Facebook page so that I can see the chat. Okay. All right, you guys. And so the callers keep dropping on the Blog Talk Radio Studio for some reason. I have been having difficulty with the technology and Blog Talk the last probably 2 months, and I keep meaning to get in touch with them about that, because either my call drops off and I get cut off out of the studio, or my callers get cut off. So I need to speak with them about that, and that's also why I'm trying these other platforms as well. Lisa by Grace, I'm not a big Halloween lover. Weird, but true. Well, you know, I can understand that. So here's something interesting that my grandmother told me when I was a kid growing up. And, you know, my grandmother was my first teacher in the woo-woo world. And one thing that she said to me was that whatever you dress up for Halloween as is what you will sort of be for the whole entire year. So your life will kind of follow that theme. And it's very interesting because I've never actually sort of taken an analysis of it to see if it's been true for me. But and I don't dress up for Halloween every single year. But it could actually be true because like many years I've been dressed up as a gypsy, or a pirate, or 1 year I was the queen. And so what we dress up for Halloween tends to be one of our archetypes that we have in our soul chart. And if you're not familiar with the soul chart, you can go listen to I think it was the last radio show or the last Facebook Live, where I talk about the soul chart. Linda Koch explains that you're a nun. Oh my God, Linda, that is hilarious. So, and you asked the question, where is romance in your soulmate? And you dressed up as a nun for Halloween. So I certainly hope this year, Linda, you are going to choose another costume. And sometimes we pick costumes that are from a past life, right? When we are having sort of past life overlap or bleed through. Good morning, Dawn. And I had many, many lifetimes sequestered studying spirituality and metaphysics and so forth. And in this life, I actually, at several points in my life, actually was going to go to the convent and become a nun. And I don't know what happened, but I couldn't do it. So, and it turns out that when you look at the south node in your astrology chart, so if you have never had a really good astrology reading, you guys have to get a really good astrology reading, because it will really enlighten you about things that you might not have known about yourself. And it can be super, super helpful. So my south node is, I can't remember if it's in Gemini or if it's in the opposite, which I think is Scorpio. I'll have to look at my chart. But my south node, your south node shows you what you've been doing like in the last few lifetimes. And my south node is all about being sequestered and learning about spirituality and that sort of stuff. And so it's so funny. I'm shuffling Colette Baron Reed's Wisdom of the Oracle cards, and round and round fell out of the deck. So spirits, you know, they're having a little funny here. Round and round. Yes, so round and round. I went round and round with lifetimes where I was sequestered and, you know, studied the art of spirituality and metaphysics and so forth. And in this lifetime, what I'm supposed to be doing is taking all that I've learned, because everything stays in your DNA, and bring it forward out to the masses and teach. And so it's really cool when you know some of those things about yourself. And looking at like your secret life code chart, when I'm working with people individually or in groups, doing your secret life code, because I do work with people individually as well, you know, with your secret life code, with, you know, do coaching and psychic readings and so forth, and mediumship and everything. But you guys all know that. And but with your secret life code, it's so interesting when you start to understand and sort of like get what your archetypes are and your archetypal language, then you start to understand really so much more about yourself. So I'll give you, you know, a funny story. My kids always used to say, oh my God, you can like never make up your mind, right? And when I was working on my secret life code chart, I discovered that my archetypal sort of guide, or my archetypal language in my sixth chakra, which is all about how we see the world and how we see our place in the world, is a waffler. Yeah, it's so funny, right? So my sixth chakra archetype is a waffler. And that waffler sometimes has trouble making a decision when it's in the shadow. And I would let decisions be made for me rather than making decisions myself. And the thing I've learned to embrace when my waffler is in the light side of things, because there's always dark and light, right? And when it's in the light side of the archetype, then I see infinite possibilities, and I see so many wonderful, you know, possibilities and a plethora of things to choose from. When it's in the shadow, it's too overwhelming, and I can't figure it out. Can't make a choice. Okay. So, I think this is for me. Susan Broshen says south node in Sagittarius in the 12th, spiritual leader, and north node in Gemini in the 6th. 6th is daily routines and chatty. LOL. Me? I'm not chatty. Okay, so my whole life I got in trouble for talking. I got in trouble in school for talking, got in trouble at work for talking. You know, I delivered messages for 26 years, delivering mail to the post office, through the, you know, delivering mail for the post office. And I would get I would get in trouble all the time for talking too much to my customers. And I would always say to the boss, well, if I don't talk to them, how am I going to know how I can serve them and what they need? Co-create just fell out of the deck. So my guys are playing a little bit this morning where they're having me shuffling cards, and their cards are just falling out of the deck that goes along with what we're talking about, right? So I had to co-create a relationship with them and find out what they need. Oh my God, so funny. My guides are full of it this morning, and I'm sorry the computer is like jumping around a little bit. I don't have my normal stand here, and it's sort of a nuisance, but anyway. All right, so I'm going to go to the phone lines on the Blog Talk Radio studio and get a caller up here and see fun things that we have in store. I love talking to people. It's so much fun. So the caller is 718 area code, and the last four digits are 3792. Hi, caller. You're on the air with Cynthia.
Okay, so it doesn't, you know, so it's something, it may be something like, does this person...
Hello, caller. You're on the air with Cynthia.
...focus on giving me what I want. Does this person want me to cater to their feelings, or are they showing me they care?
Okay, I'm having trouble with that. I'm going to mute the caller. Okay. So, sounds like she's talking to somebody else. I'm not sure. Well, maybe she'll... All right. So my guides are being funny today. Lisa by Grace, you're not chatty. Ha, ha, ha. Neither am I. Oh, no, not when we stay on video call for 3 hours. We're not chatty at all. So funny. Okay. So I want to – today is like sort of a fun, flexible day for me. My guy – I was like, all right, you guys, because I start asking days before the show, what do they want me to talk about this week? And sometimes they wait till the last minute, and then I'm really not that organized, which is kind of annoying. But anyway, my guides always keep me on my toes, and they never steer me wrong in a way. So if anybody has any questions that you want to ask in the chat, I'm going to say go ahead and shoot for it since I've got cards right in my hand. Remember, if you want to ask a question, keep it to what do I need to know about blah blah blah? What's my next right action for blah blah blah, etc. Okay. So, Linda, how about you for romance? Because you mentioned that earlier, and if you give me permission, I will choose a card for you regarding romance. And we're going to say is. Okay, so I think I'm going to say, I don't know if that's a yes, but I'm going to assume it is. Just waiting here for a second for Linda. My love is he the one? Okay, so this is a really good question, right? Because everybody wants to know, is this the one? Is this the one I'm supposed to be with for the rest of my life? Should I commit to this person? You know, and all of that kind of thing. And the fact is, when sort of the institution of marriage was sort of put into place, their life expectancy was only about 33 to 35 years. And so you were told that you were this one person your whole life, and et cetera. But what we didn't realize was that people's whole lives were so short, right? And so now where our lifespan is much longer than it was, you know, say even 100 years ago. And now we often have multiple people in our lives that are really the one that we're supposed to be with, okay? And so if you're asking, my love, is he the one? That's a question I'm going to actually suggest that you go within, because people could take that question in two different ways. They could say, if you're asking that question, then obviously he's not. Or if you're asking that question, then, you know, you're you're hoping to make this a serious commitment. And so let's see, what can Linda know? What can Spirit tell Linda about her love in her life right now? Okay. Come to the edge. Oh, that's such a cool card. So it's about taking a chance, right? So if you guys are sort of in a place in the relationship where maybe it's not moving forward, or you know, there are things that you want, maybe that you're not getting, this is about coming to the edge and taking a chance. You found him at 48, so late in life. Oh, hey, listen, I've been with my guy since 48 as well, which is interesting. Yeah, is that right? 7 years? Yeah, 48. Okay. So the thing is, it doesn't matter when you find the person. Louise Hay, the beautiful, amazing founder of Hay House and Publishing House and Hay House Radio, she had found romance when she was in her 80s. And she met this wonderful guy and had some really good time and moments in her life with him so late in her life. So take that thought out, met him so late in life. Okay, so you lived your life before that without him. Now you have an opportunity to live with him, okay? So just keep that in mind, that 48 is not so late in a way, in a sense, because so many people are living now to be 100. And if, you know, you might have 30 years with this guy, 30 years of having fun and getting in fights and whatever. And Susan says this is so funny because she met Tom when she was almost 50 and was telling my girlfriends, well, that's okay because we won't be able to be together so long. It'll work out. Oh, right. So talking about before how marriages only lasted for a short time because people had such a short lifespan. Yeah. So don't worry about finding him so late in life, Linda. When we find people at that stage in our life, we tend to know more of what we want and we know more about ourselves. And, you know, since you're here with me, you probably have done some personal development work around yourself. And, you know, you're in a better space and a better mindset, right? Where we're not typically at this point in our lives trying to just survive, although there are a lot of people out there, you know, who have that unfortunate sort of way of in their life right now, just trying to survive day to day financially or et cetera. But, you know, we tend to be sort of more stable, and it can be a really good time of your life because you don't put up with any crap like we did when we were younger. And also, we know more of what we want, and we don't settle, right? And it can turn out to be a beautiful thing. So forget about that you found them so late in life. Come to the edge, right? Really take a chance and just dive in is what Spirit wants you to know. All right, so Susan says, I've been single for many, many years and ready for romance, wondering if I'm going to meet him. So, Susan, it's interesting, and it's a good question. Good morning, Lucinda. And my guides are actually saying that you've met several hims, but either you weren't ready, or there were situations where the timing wasn't right, okay? And now is the time for you to get really clear about what you do want around men, and also, are you a little finicky, right? I say that in the most loving way, but I feel like that, like I can too, dismiss people before I give them a chance, particularly around men, you know, because I might categorize them into a certain sort of archetype, right? So like I dated this guy that was a yachty. And I kept saying to my guys, oh, my God, this isn't right. I don't, you know, these guys aren't, he's not my style, right? And I learned so much from that relationship and about myself. And that's what relationships are all about, right? Not just having a partnership, but it's about learning about who we really are. Yeah, so Linda, so Susan, rather, she's agreeing with me. Yeah, so my guides are like, that they're saying that I feel like that you dismiss people before you give them a chance. And so there's been opportunities that have passed you by because you've chosen to dismiss these guys before ever giving them a chance, right? Because we can learn from every relationship. And really, again, relationships are really about learning who we are and learning how to be in partnership. And our partners will give us all the material we need to work on our own shit. Trust me. So Dave used to say when I was in healer school that I was his school project. And I would say, to him all the time, you're not my school project. I'm my school project. But he liked being my school project. And as it turned out, in a sense, he kind of was my school project. But it wasn't that I was working on him, but I was working on me. Let's see, there's no one I'd rather spend my life with. We love everything we do together. Oh, that's beautiful, Lucinda. Yeah, so Lucinda, this week is going to be a really good week for soulmates and romance. So make some special plans this week. Today is a good day. The whole week is good, but today's a good day. Friday especially is really good. So plan a date night, plan a special something, for you and your partner, anybody out there. And if you don't have a partner, plan something special for yourself. Get some friends together. And because soulmates aren't just our romantic partners, they're also, our friends as well. Our friends can give us lots of material to work on ourselves. Not just our romantic partners, but the romantic partners in our families give us the most information about us, right? And, keep in mind, girls, we can't fix anybody. We have to fix ourselves and work on ourselves. And not that we're broken. So this is one thing sort of in the metaphysic or holistic or spiritual world or the the law of attraction world, people think that, they're broken. And that they have to fix themselves. See, I shut my phone on airplane mode and it still comes through my computer. But I always say when spirit rings, dings, or makes a chime, that it's important and they're putting an access point on it. So this is really important, right? So we're not broken. We're just looking for ways to refine and to get better, okay? Because if you say there's something wrong with you and you're broken, you're defeated before you even start. The subconscious mind goes, oh, she's so broken. No, nonsense. We're not broken. Life happens, and we can make a choice to be victims or we can make a choice to be victorious. And when you choose to be broken, such as brokenhearted, then it doesn't leave the opportunity or the space for you to have a full heart, right? And every time the heart breaks, keep in mind, it has an opportunity to grow even bigger. Because what happens, like if you have surgery and you get stitches, unless you have a really amazing plastic surgery, you get some, like my finger, you can see it there. See that big bump? Right, scar tissue from surgery. And so what can happen, right? It's like scar tissue from surgery. When you have a broken heart, then your heart mends and it's got more tissue. It's bigger, right? And you can love even more. And I was watching this week's episode of Grey's Anatomy, and I love the character Link on the show, and he said something to Amelia about just that, about the heart, and that it's worth being broken because on the other side of it is love. So keep that in mind, girls. Susan, really keep that in mind, because I feel like you're sort of gun shy And you've had a history of picking, like, maybe not the right, the best men. And that it's really important for you to you know, really become solid in who you are, what you want. But don't be so sort of like sticky where you don't give people an opportunity before you even get to know them, you know. And one thing I say is that you really need to get to know people before you jump into bed with them, because it changes the dynamic of the relationship, okay? So, girls, listen up, right? Because what happens is once you are intimate, your hormones and your I don't know the science behind this, but I'm going to look it out, right? When once you're intimate, then your body sets off all these like feel good and love hormones, right? And it, for women, it lasts for weeks. For men, it only lasts 2 or 3 days when they've been intimate. And they don't have this bond like we get when we're intimate. So keep that in mind. I mean, I have had clients in the past who have gone from relationship to relationship to relationship and had 4 or 5 relationships in 6 months where they've been intimate. So not only is it not healthy, but it's also physically not healthy, because every time you're intimate with somebody, and I wasn't planning on talking about this today, so this is so interesting. So there must be somebody that needs to hear this. But every time you're physically intimate with somebody, their introduction of their DNA into your body then becomes something that your body fights against. So then when you have the introduction of the other person's DNA into your female body, your body then goes, oh, this isn't mine, this is an invader. And it actually goes into fight mode, right? Because it wants to get rid of what doesn't belong to you. So when you mix that up and you're having more than one relationship at a time, or you're having multiple relationships in a short period of time, your body is like being in the middle of a war zone. So keep that in mind. God, I haven't talked about that in a long time. So again, somebody must need it, whether you're here live or you're going to watch or listen to the replay, because my guys don't just start dropping things like that in unless somebody is needing to hear it. Okay, so let's see. Where are we here? Lucinda says, we are not broken. We all walk a different life path that molds us to be the person wonderful we are today. We're all beautiful. Oh, Lucinda, that is gorgeous. Yes. Yeah, we are. We are. And girls, you know, because I don't see any guys on here today, because I do have, you know, amazing, wonderful men who tune in, who I work with as well. So I don't want to exclude them. I just don't see anybody on the live chat currently, any men. So one, you know, girl, but in the girls especially, although guys can do this too, is we tend to be so hard on ourselves and so self-critical. I was just having a conversation yesterday with someone about this, where we get into this critical thinking mind about ourselves, right? We look in the mirror and we see every wrinkle. We don't see the beauty. We don't see, you know, that these are smile lines, right? We look at them and go, oh my God, no, what do we, when we look at this and say, and the crow's feet, right? From smiling so much. So where your wrinkles as a badge of honor, right? And of course, you know, if you want a Botox, whatever, that's up to you. But when you look in the mirror next time, rather than saying, oh my God, look at that new wrinkle, or, you know, oh my God, I've got an age spot or whatever, look at it with in a different perspective, in a different light, and go, oh, aren't you so cute? Look at, because, oh yes, I smile a lot. Why? Because I'm happy. So you can change your perspective and then look at it and look at it in a different way. And you can start to ease that critic in your mind. We have to have different self-talk, girls. And so this week, I'm challenging you all, girls and guys, to have a week of dialogue within yourself. When that self-talk comes, that negative self-talk creeps in, I want you to have a talk chat with it. I want you to actually have a conversation with that negative self-talk, okay? And, you know, and ask, what is it that you need? What are you afraid of? Because we know the answers within. And when we ask the right questions, rather than, you know, focusing on that negativity, that negative mind, right, then you can get really good answers. And you can change the dialogue. And when you change the dialogue, when you change how you think, you're going to change your life. And it only gets better and better. Now, don't get me wrong. There's always an element of shit happens in everybody's life, no matter how good it is. And we actually do have a little bit of that element this week going on as well. So know that, you know, The law of attraction and the idea that we create everything in our lives is only partially true. So we create some things in our life. It's a co-creation. And then other things are sort of left up to the fate. It's the astrology chart and the oracle cards that work together, right? And when you look at your astrology chart, it's the solid pieces. When you add the oracle card element, that's where it's the flow. Okay, those are the things that are transmutable and changeable, and it's really a great system, you know, when you work them together. So interesting, and we're gonna do more shows with some astrology. I'm gonna have Susan Brochen come on, and we're gonna talk about the amazing aspects that are coming up in January 2020 that we haven't seen in something like 500 years. And it's a very exciting time. And what we're seeing now is really interesting too, because this astrological things that we're seeing that are setting up for this 2020 are all about old things crumbling. And we're seeing that here in the United States, which is a good thing. We're seeing things crumble from the top, you know, just crumbling down. And so, of course, there are always going to be people who are going to think it's bad. And then there's going to be other people who think it's wonderful. So, you know, when the fates are at hand, say, for example, I'll use a big one that everybody can sort of see and understand. Like here in the United States, in our last presidential election, we had a situation where the person who won the popular vote did not become the president. So people voted for Hillary Clinton, but President Trump got in because he won the electoral ballot. And so even though you may have voted one way and then the other party got in, that is out of your control. That's the fate. That's a bigger picture, a bigger world picture, and things that are supposed to happen for whatever reason. And, you know, keep in mind that the most difficult times always bring a gift with them. And sometimes it's hard to see the gift right away, but when you look for the gift, you will eventually find it. Seek and you shall find. Just, you know, keep that in mind. And let's see, are there any other questions here that you guys have on Facebook or in the Be Live TV studio? If you can type them now, because I'm gonna get ready to sort of wrap up here in a few minutes. It's a beautiful day and my honey needs some attention. So I'm gonna pick a card for the week. Amen. After every storm comes a rainbow. Yeah, and I saw the most beautiful rainbow on Thursday. It was really cool. It was totally unexpected. And it kind of followed me when I was driving, and it lasted for a good 15 or 20 minutes where I thought it was really cool. Okay, so I'm going to pick a card for all you guys for the week. And this is, you know, what other information Spirit wants to give everybody for the week. Okay. Oh, mending. Which is a great card, right? Because if this week is all about relationships, it's about romance, it's about soulmate and tribe, mending is a perfect card. So if you have anything that's going on in your relationships this week, you want to apologize. You want to mend fences. You want to, you know, do whatever you need to do to help that relationship become whole again. That's a perfect card for this week, being that it's all about tribe and soulmates and romance. So I'm going to leave you guys with that. I hope that you have an amazing, beautiful, and blessed day and week. And enjoy yourself this week. Go out and have some fun. Do some Halloween things. We have so many great things here that going on. We have this big jack-o'-lantern festival with over 300 carved pumpkins and hay rides and corn mazes, and I hope you guys have some of those things where you are too. So go out and do some of those fun things this week with the people that you care about. Bridget Ann, hi, it's been a long time. I haven't seen you in a long time, but your relationship and romance advice really spoke to me. Oh, thank you, Bridget. I really appreciate that. So thank you, Lucinda. You have a great week as well. Thank you guys for tuning in live, and I thank you all who watch and listen to the replay in advance. I love you all so very much. If you like my work, share it with your friends. And if you're local, check out, I have some local workshops coming up that you'll want to check out. You can go to my website to see those. And I will be announcing very shortly an intensive program to work with me one-on-one, but also in a group setting as a 12-month-long program. It's a mentorship program. So I am looking forward to getting you guys the details on that. And that doesn't matter where you live, because we're going to be doing most online, and then we'll have a couple of in-person get-togethers. All right, so everybody in the Blog Talk Radio studio, I love you all so very much. Thank you for being here. Check out my website, CynthiaFontaine.com, CynthiaFontaine, for my latest up and coming happenings. And I'm trying to get better at updating it more regularly. And so there are some new things on there, so go check that out. And I love you guys also very much. I will see you next week, God willing. So what did my uncle used to say? God willing and the creek don't rise, right? Because sometimes the creek actually does rise, and then guess what? No radio show. But we've had the last week, we've had two really crazy big storms. We actually had a tornado come through the area. And one of my friend's properties got damaged, or it took down a big part of their apple orchard. And anyway, so you never know what the universe is going to bring. And those things are out of our control. All right, you guys, I love you all so very much. Have a beautiful and amazing week. Go spend some time with your friends and family. And if you have any relationships that need mending, get it done this week. All right, I love you guys. Have a great day.